Anyone who has worked with or owned a horse has dealt with a lame horse at one time or another.
Lameness is defined as an asymmetry in the gait or the horse's way of going. There are several causes of lameness, and they can involve the neck, the back, any four of the limbs. They can be neurological problems or mechanical problems. When starting a lameness exam, you should first start with the history. Was the lameness a chronic lameness that's been going on for some time, or was it a very acute lameness? What kind of medications has the horse been on? Has he been given any kind of anti-inflammatories? And how long he's been on those medications? Those will affect your diagnosis. When you're starting with your lameness exam, I think it's best to stand back away from the horse and to look at the overall conformation of the horse, look for muscle atrophy or any swellings. Sometimes the most dramatic swellings can be totally unrelated to the lameness problem. So when you stand back and away from the horse, just take note of the general conformation that may predispose him to different lamenesses. After that, I think it's best to just run your hands over the horse and feel for any heat or any swelling in all four of the limbs. The first goal of the lameness exam is to decide whether the lameness is in the front or the back. Some lamenesses are very easy to diagnose. I mean, the horse is three-legged lame and won't bear any weight on that leg. Other lamenesses are very difficult to diagnose and take a good eye. When you're watching the horse move at first, the two places to watch are the pole and the hip. This will help you to decide whether the lameness is in the front end or the hind end. In a normal going horse, these two points move relatively little. As you watch the horse go, a normal sound horse, those points move along in a fairly straight line. In a lame horse, those points will move. So those are the places I recommend you watch first. As you watch the horse walk away from you, watch the points of the hip on either side. Watch how the horse tracks up and if the horse moves squarely behind himself. As the horse walks back towards you, again, watch his head. See if he has a head nod. Watch his neck. See if he has any stiffness in his neck. Then stand and watch the horse from the side. Again, watch the pole and the hip to see if he moves evenly. In a bilateral front leg lameness, the horse will be very short-strided or stiff. So don't be fooled if he's lame in both front legs. He may just have a very short stride. It's best to do the lameness exam on a firm, even surface so that you can, if your horse is on a rough surface or on a hill, sometimes it's very difficult to tell where the lameness is. If you're having difficulty seeing the lameness, you can lunge the horse, you can work on a paved surface, or you can put a rider on the horse, and sometimes the added weight will accentuate some lamenesses. The next part of the lameness exam would be the flexion test. Once you've diagnosed which leg the lameness is in, you'll try to accentuate that lameness by flexing the joint involved. In the front leg, to flex the ankle, you can make any horse lame by a flexion. You just want to put gentle pressure for a minute to 2 minutes on the ankle joint and then have the horse jog away immediately. If there's any inflammation or swelling in the ankle, you can easily see the horse jog off lame. To flex the hind limb, walk down the horse's shoulder and gently pick up the hind leg. You need to hold this leg in flexion, again, for 1 to 2 minutes. You want the cannon bone to be parallel with the ground when you flex the leg and have the horse immediately jog off after that. Again, stand behind the horse, watch the hip, and look for any change in movement in the hip joint as the horse goes away from you.